David Goggins said his body was extremely tight and locked up, especially his psoas, hips, hamstrings, and lower back, which caused chronic pain, reduced mobility, and caused a bunch of injuries. He said his body was like cement because years of running and weightlifting and pushing through pain without recovery had built up so much tension that he was breaking down physically.
About 6 years ago, I got to the point where I couldn't get out of bed. The docs couldn't figure anything out, nothing out with me. And I had this huge lump on the back of my head from my spine being compressed. I had these huge lumps on my hip flexor muscles, you know, psoas area.
Right.
And it's the only muscle that attaches your lower body to your upper body.
Okay.
And I just slowly started stretching out. I said, I'm going to probably die. The docs couldn't figure it out. I was slowly dying. It was literally collapsing. Like there was no blood flow to organs in my body from all the stress in my entire life.
Goggins believed that if he didn't address this, he would eventually fall apart completely, no matter how mentally tough he was. Pete Walker had a similar experience. Pete is the author of Complex PTSD: From Surviving to Thriving, and he also grew up in an abusive and violent home. And he was constantly dealing with muscle tension and physical pain. But another interesting place that this reaction showed up was when he would go swimming. He'd go to the public pool and he'd swim laps, but he said he had full body flinching when he was around other swimmers. This tension and nervous system reaction was hard for him to overcome at first. So what does tension have to do with childhood trauma, you may ask? In my opinion, and Pete and David's, everything. When you're facing fear, abandonment, and terror, your body develops a reflexive tightening response. This is called armoring.